Ohio, Peenemint presents Double or Nothing. Yes, just three little words, double or nothing. The thrilling quiz show with a $100 question presented by Peenemint, the modern chewing gum laxative. Tonight, we're in Cincinnati, Ohio, saluting the war workers of Wright Aeronautical Corporation. And now, here is your master of ceremonies, John Reed King.
Thank you. Thank you, Fred B. Cole, and a big howdy you do to you men and women who are doing such a great job here at Wright's, and also a salute to the Red Cross blood donors of Cincinnati. And now, Fred Cole, who is Phenomen's first contestant?
Well, John, here is assembler badge number 664177, Mr. Maynard Markham.
Give him a hand, too. All right. Mr. Markham, right up to the microphone. What do you do out at Wright?
I'm an assembler.
You're an assembler? What do you assembler? What do you assemble?
Airplane engines.
Airplane engines, I see. Where were you born, sir?
In Kentucky.
In Kentucky. I thought you had a sort of a Kentucky accent. God. You married?
Yes, sir.
Have any children?
Two.
Two children, boys, girls, what?
Boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl. Isn't that nice? What do you call them?
Bruce and Jenny.
What do they call you? Never mind. Now, our Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question, one question we ask of all the contestants, and the nearest correct reply wins a wonderful surprise prize. The question is, how many trips does the average milk bottle survive? And by trips, we mean round trips to your house or somebody else's house. And by survive, we mean how long do they last until they're broken or lost? How many trips would you say?
17.
17, all right. Our Phenomen Double or Nothing session gives you five questions, each worth $5. If you miss on any of them, Mr. Markham, that's where you stop winning money. But if you get all five right for $25, you can try, if you want to double your money, not once, but twice, double or nothing, for $100 in cash. Isn't that simple?
Guess so.
All right. Now, what are you going to do with $100 if you win it?
Well, that I don't know.
You don't know yet. You better win it first, huh?
Oh,
that's all right. Here we go. Our session for you includes Phenomen's favorite facts. For instance, $4 or $5, what structure commonly associated with Egypt is on the U.S. dollar bill? On the back of
pyramid.
A pyramid, right, absolutely, $5. Are you saving your money, Mr. Markham?
Trying to.
What would you, are you saving for anything in particular or what?
Bonds.
You're buying for bonds.
That's
good
right.
For you. I hope you win a lot of money tonight, too. Well, you've got five so far. For another Phenomen five, when you open a window, do you raise the sash or the frame?
You raise the sash.
You do the sash. Good. Yes, sir. $10. And please don't call out the answers from the audience. For another Phenomen 5, though, now listen very carefully. Are there more I's or N's in the name of the fair city of Cincinnati? More I's or N's?
There's more I's.
I'm sorry. There are three I's and three N's, but you have $10 up to that point, and you stick around to see who wins the Grand Slam question surprise prize.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Markham. All right, we have another gentleman coming over the microphone, another Wright worker. He comes marching right across. Everybody has their coats off tonight because it's kind of warm in Cincinnati. What is your name, sir?
Charlie Gwaltney.
Charlie, you don't mind if I take off my coat, do you?
I think it's a good idea.
All right. Well, Charlie, are you married?
Yes, sir.
You do? You are?
Yeah.
I see. Tell me this. You have any children?
No.
You don't?
No.
Well, what do you do out at Wright's?
I'm a deviation control analyst.
What does that mean?
It means I have to hunt up scrap and find out what causes it. Stop it.
Well, coming home late at night would cause this crap. That sort of thing?
Well, if they do that, they come home late at night and come in next day, that sometimes causes it.
I bet. I see. All right. Well, now, let's ask our Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question of you, sir, for the surprise prize. How many trips does the average milk bottle survive?
I'd say 20.
You'd say 20. Now, Charlie, you're going to try for $100. What will you do with $100 if you win it?
My wife will probably get half of it.
She will? Only half?
Yeah, I told her tonight I was going to keep half of it for myself.
Half of it?
I'm not going to tell her what I do with it either.
No, huh? Good. Who runs the budget at your house, Charlie? You or your
wife? She does.
She does. Mm-hmm. Does she give you an allowance?
No, I keep a certain amount. You might call it that, but I don't like that word.
Well, Charlie, how much do you keep every week?
Do I have to answer?
Yeah,
that?
I've got to find out here. I've got to know here. What do you keep, Charlie?
About $10.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How many ladies here let their husband keep money every week? One, two. Good. All right. Now, our Phenomen, I hope you have a lot of luck, Charlie. Our Phenomen Double or Nothing session for you is an old-fashioned spelling bee. For instance, for $5, how do you spell the word separate?
S-E-P-A-R-A-T-E.
Good for you. That's just fair. All right, you've got five. That's swell. Have you ever won any prizes for spelling bees before?
Yes, I have.
You have? Long time ago or recently?
Quite a while ago.
Well, I hope you have a lot of luck. All right, here we go. For another Phenomen 5, how do you spell parallel? You know what parallel means, wait, just to help you out. Producer Johnny Wellington, what does parallel mean here?
Parallel is a thing which, if railroad tracks are not... Oh, boy, what a mess.
Get away. Oh, you're mad. Oh, that's awful. All right. Charlie, how do you spell parallel for another Phenomen 5?
P-A-R-A-L-L-E-L.
Good for you. That's swell. Now you're doing it. For another Phenomen 5, how do you spell antiseptic? Antiseptic, I'm sorry.
A-N-T-I-S-E-P-T-I-C.
Good for you. Swell. $15. For another Phenomen 5, how do you spell irresistible?
I-R... R-E-S-I-S-T-A-B-L-E.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Would you repeat, please? I didn't hear. I'm awfully sorry. I was listening to somebody out here in the audience who's spelling in my ear. I couldn't hear. Would you repeat, Charlie? I'm sorry. Forgive me. Irresistible. Please don't call. Go ahead, Charlie. I'm reading. I've missed that.
I-R-R-E-S-I-S-T-A...
Quiet, please.
T-I-B-L-E.
T-I-B-L-E? Yes, all right. $20. Is that what you said the first time? Oh, you corrected yourself. Oh, well, all right. That's all right. I'm sorry. Have you ever met anybody who is absolutely irresistible? Any lovely young lady?
I got stuck with one.
You got stuck with one. Is that your wife down there in the third row shaking her fist?
That's right.
Yeah, I see. All right. All right. You have 20. For another Phenomen 5, how do you spell plebeian?
P-L-E-B-I-A-N.
I'm sorry, Charlie. It's P-L-E-B-E-I-A-N, but you won 20 up to that point, and stick around and see who wins the Grand Slam surprise prize. Oh, that's tough. Do-do-do-do-do. Oh, yes, sir, that's mighty fine. You know, Charlie really did fine there, and you were good trying. I always had trouble with my spelling, too. I hope you'll stick around and have lots of success on the Grand Slam surprise prize. Oh, by the beautiful Ohio. Say, Fred Cole, I wonder how all our listeners would like to be enjoying a vacation here by the beautiful Ohio right now.
Well, John, they'd probably like it fine. And speaking of vacation, friends, there's this to keep in mind. You can't enjoy your precious vacation if you don't feel right. So if the change of climate, food, and water upsets you and a laxative is needed, don't punish your stomach with harsh, unpleasant medicine. Instead, take Phenomen. The gentle, yet effective chewing gum laxative, and thanks to Phenomen, you'll feel fine. You see, there is a scientific reason why Phenomen is in chewing gum form. Listen.
As you know, chewing your food helps it to do the most for you, and Phenomen works on a similar principle. Chewing Phenomen helps its fine medicine give the greatest benefit, lets it enter the digestive system gently, gradually.
Get tasty, handy, candy-coated Phenomen from your druggist right away. And at vacation time or any other time you're miserably upset, listless, and out of sorts for need of a laxative, join the millions who turn to Phenomen and say, thanks to Phenomen, I feel fine.
Thank you, Fred Cole. And now comes the young lady right worker up to the microphone. Will you come right over here? And before anybody even waves a hand to applaud, what is your name, please?
Ruth Coper.
Ruth Coper. All right, now give her a hand. Ruth, it's Miss Coper, isn't it?
Yes.
Where do you live, please?
In Clifton,
what do you do at Wright?
Well, I drag a truck around, but besides...
You drive a truck? You
drag one. Pull it.
By hand?
Yeah. Rework dispatch is the title.
Is it hard work?
At times,
at
very
times.
Hard.
I see. Well, you look like a good, healthy young lady. She's showing me her muscle and her arm here. Well, Ruth, I want to welcome you. Where did you get the gum? I mean, how long did it take you to come down here to see? No,
this
all right.
This is Phenomen.
I see. All right. Our Phenomen... Ruth, I want to ask you our Phenomen Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the surprise prize. You've heard the other answers given by our contestants. What do you think? How many trips does the average milk bottle survive? What would you say?
I'd say about 125.
About 125, all right. Now, our Phenomen Double or Nothing session for you is a musical one, Ruth. Andy Sinella and his fine orchestra over there are going to play tunes that are musical descriptions. We want you to tell us what they are. For instance, for $5, what musical description is this one? A grand tune.
Well,
Wait, I think she knows. I think, what is it?
It's lovely to look at.
Why, of course it's lovely to look at. Go on. $5. All right, now, I'll hold it for you. All right. You have $5 for another Phenomen 5. By the way, before we go on, do you think any of the people here on the stage are lovely to look at? I mean, Andy, producer Wellington, Fred Kohler, myself?
Not that. Not... You'll do.
Oh, thank you, Ruth. Oh, I didn't pay her a thing to say that either. All right. All right, for another Phenomen 5, what musical description is this one? Sort of a jive tune. Listen. What'd you say?
Mr. Five by Five.
Mr. Five by Five, yes, of course. Ooh. Mr. Five by Five, now it's $10. How much do you think I weigh, Ruth?
I don't know offhand.
Well, let's just take a guess.
About 190, maybe.
Why'd I bring that up? Now, for another Phenomen 5, you have... I don't weigh anything of the sort. Weigh about 200... Enough now. For another Phenomen 5, what musical description is in this tune? Listen. Very popular.
Pretty Kitty?
What? I'm sorry.
Pretty Kitty?
Pretty what?
Pretty Kitty?
Pretty Kitty Blue Eyes, yes! $15. Good. Well, you've got 15 for another Phenomen 5. What is the musical description in this case played by Andy Sinella and the orchestra?
That's Dark Eyes.
That's Dark Eyes, the famous Russian tune, also known as Archie Chorney and Black Eyes. You have $20, and Fred just told me behind, standing back here, he said, Ruth is sensational, and you are. You're doing fine, Miss Coper.
Thank you.
Nothing. I say that to all the contestants. All right. No, I don't. I really, you're doing fine. Now, you have $20 for another Phenomen 5. Andy and the boys, give us another musical description. What is it this time? Do you have it yet, Ruth? Would you like to hear the tune again?
Can't play all night, but I'd like to hear it again.
Oh, we can play it again. We're glad. Do we used to play it some more?
Something about a rainbow.
No, wait. Wait a minute, fellas, wait. I think we confused her a little bit. Will you start right from the beginning and play it all over again? See if we didn't get it this time. Listen very carefully. It's a musical description played by Andy and the boys. Here we go. Bet you some of you folks aren't here. Want to give Ruth every chance on this. She's doing great.
Fire waterfall, is it?
What?
Fire waterfall?
No, I'm sorry, Ruth. Yeah, she didn't get it. I'm sorry. The title of the tune is The Most Beautiful Girl in the World. But you have $20. You won up to that point. Stick around and see whether you win the Grand Slam surprise prize. You made a grand prize. And now here's Fred Cole again.
Friends, the shortage of nurses is acute. Thousands of graduate nurses are with the armed forces overseas. If we are to take proper care of sick and suffering people here at home, thousands of new student nurses are needed now. A cadet nurse is a girl with a future doing vital war work now. You will receive all expense scholarships, uniforms, and spending money. You will have your choice of military or civilian nursing. You will enter the most glorious profession open to women. If you are a high school graduate in good health between the ages of 17 and 35, answer your country's call for student nurses now. Right now to the U.S. Cadet Nurse Corps, Box 88, New York City, for full information.
Okay. Hey, Fred, and now comes another right worker up to the microphone. A gentleman coming right over here. Will you tell us your name, please?
Howard Riley.
Mr. Howard Riley. Welcome here, sir. Are you married?
I am.
You are? Right a little closer to the microphone. You are married,
sir? I am.
Does your wife know you're out?
She knows I'm out, yes, but she don't know where I am.
Well, is she here?
She is here.
Where is Mr. Riley's wife, please? Where is Mr. Riley's wife? Where are you, please? Mr. Riley's wife, where are you?
Here I am!
Thank you, Mrs. Riley, thank you. All right, Mr. Riley, she's there, don't worry. All right. Now, I want to, what do you do over at Wright, sir?
Inspection engineer.
Inspection engineer. How long have you been married?
25 years.
25 years. Give him a hand for that. That's wonderful, Mr. Riley. Good. What do you inspect? Oh, getting back to Rice, what do you inspect?
We take care of the gauges for the inspectors.
Well, you take care of the... I see.
Well, see if they're accumulated right.
I see. Well, now, our Phenom and Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the surprise prize, Mr. Riley. May I call you Howard?
Sure,
okay,
sure.
You call me John, will be all right. Now, Howard, how many trips does the average milk bottle survive?
I'll say 12.
You'll say 12 trips. Do you get the milk every morning in off the back porch?
No, we go to the cow and get it.
You have a cow?
No, another man has a cow, but we milk the cow while a man...
Well, does the other man know you're milking the cow?
No, sir.
He doesn't. He's going to get a surprise someday. You mean you really actually milk the cow yourself?
Sure. No, sure.
And he doesn't know anything about it. I want to be careful of him. No, I'm just kidding. Well, now, Mr. Howard Riley, you know you're going to answer some questions now, and you're going to try to win $100. What do you do with $100 if you win it?
Well, I guess I'd have to give 90 to my wife, and I'd keep 10.
You'd give 90 to your wife, and you'd keep 10. Did you hear that, Mrs. Riley?
Yes.
Thank you, Mrs. Riley. All right. Now, our Freedom at Double or Nothing session for you asked you, what do you know about sewing, Howard Riley? You know anything about sewing?
According to the holes in my socks, I don't think I do.
Well, now, I hope you do well. Now, for your first Phenom in 5, can you tell us what is the eye of the needle?
The part where the thread goes, though.
That's absolutely right, sir. Good for you. You've got $5. Yeah. My boss shoves my salary through one every week just to measure it out. Now, I'm just kidding. Howard, you have 5 so far. You've already put it in your pocket, haven't you?
Not yet.
Not yet, but you've got a good hold on. For another Phenom in 5, is the collar button hole on a civilian shirt cut vertically or horizontally? I mean by that the front collar button hole. Is it cut vertically or horizontally?
Horizontally.
Absolutely right. Good for you. $10. You've got 10 so far. And now for another Phenom in 5. A crochet needle varies from a knitting needle in what important ways? A crochet needle varies from a knitting needle in what important way?
Crochet needle has a hook on the end.
It has a hook and the knitting needle doesn't. Good for you. 15. You're doing fine. For another Phenom in 5. What is a bride's wardrobe called? What is a bride's wardrobe called? Please don't prompt. It must be true, so let's think hard here and give him a chance. What is a bride's wardrobe called?
Trousseau.
A trousseau, yes. All right. You're doing fine, sir. You have $20. Isn't this amazing the way you're coming right through on sewing? Every time he gets $5, he kisses it and puts it in the other hand. All right. For another Phenom in 5, are the buttonholes down the front of a civilian shirt cut vertically or horizontally, and don't look?
Vertically.
They are vertically cut. Good for you, $25 from Phenomen, the modern chewing gum laxative. Well, you're doing well, aren't you, Mr. Riley?
I think I am.
Keep close to the microphone now. I want to be able to hear you. Do you want to sew that money up in your sock, or do you want to try to double it into the Phenomen 50, double or nothing? What should he do, audience? Go on or stop?
Oh,
what do you think, Howard? What do you want to try to do?
All right, let's double it.
You want to try to double it, all right? Here we go for the Phenom in 50 or nothing, double or nothing. Which, Mr. Riley, which would give you more needles? 6 dozen or 1/2 dozen? Which would give you more needles, 6 dozen or 1/2 dozen?
6 dozen.
Absolutely right. 6 dozen would give you more. Here you are. Let me count out $50 for you right there. There we are. Here are 5 tens, $50. There we are. Now what are you going to do? You're going to sit down with a Phenom in 50, or do you want to try to double that with a double troubler question into the big $100 cash prize? Mr. Riley, what in the world are you going to do? Huh? What are you going to do? Huh? Think about somebody down front there with double as hard. What's it going to be? Now, you take your time and think, but just make up your mind. What are you going to do? You're going to try to double it into the big $100 cash prize, Howard Riley, or not? Double or nothing?
Double it.
Double, he says. Good boy. Up close to the microphone. Here we go. $100. Right there it is. $100. In a sewing machine needle, near which end is the eye of the sewing machine needle? Is it near the point end or the other end?
Near the point.
It is near the point. $100. There you are, sir. Thank you. Good for you. The first man to win $100. The first contestant to win $100 on the program this evening. All right, fine. Who's next, Fred?
Well, John, here's the
lady, she's a grinder from the assembly line at Wright Aeronautical, and she has a mental blueprint of the answer to Fineman's $100 question. Meet Mrs. Alma Thacker.
Good for you, Mrs. Thacker. Welcome. What do you do out of Wright?
I run an OG grinder mostly. Of course, I can run any of the machines in our department.
Oh, really? You're very proficient with all the different machines, eh?
Well, tried to be.
Well, that's grand, Mrs. Thacker. Do you have any children, any relatives here tonight?
Some friends.
You got some friends. Well, I hope you have a lot of luck, Miss Thacker. Our Fineman Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the surprise prize. How many trips does the average milk bottle survive?
I would say about seven.
About seven, Miss Thacker says. All right. Now, our Fineman Double or Nothing session for you recalls that many people have become famous in connection with animals. So in asking about them, Fineman calls this the man and beast section. For instance, for $5, who was swallowed by the whale?
Jonah.
Jonah, of course. Jonah was swallowed by the whale. How do you think you'd get along if you were swallowed by a whale, Mrs. Thacker?
Is there whales that big?
You're not heavy. How much do you weigh? I mean,
do you want to know?
Yeah, how much do you weigh?
Well, how much do you think?
Well, I'd say you probably weigh about 120. 50?
Well, to make everybody happy, I weigh 222. And
you
I'm
do?
Proud of it.
Well, you don't look as if you weigh 222. You've got $5 so far. All right, that's fine. Now, Alma, here, may I call you Alma?
Yes.
All right, you've got five for another Fineman five. Who chased the snakes from his native country?
St. Patrick.
St. Patrick, right away. Oh, you're doing fine. There's a 10. All right, for another Fineman five now. What biblical character was thrown into the lion's den where
Daniel?
He had a...
Daniel.
Daniel, before I get the question out, $15. Boy, you're really doing fine here. Now, for another Fineman five, who is the master of the famous Scotty dog called Fala?
President Roosevelt.
President Roosevelt is the correct answer. $20 you have. Boy, do you have any pets, dogs, or cats?
I did have a pet dog that was in the Army.
A pet dog? You mean in the K-9 Corps? Well, isn't that... He's 4F
yeah, he's
now.
4F.
He's 4F now. I see. What kind of a dog was he?
A Doberman Pinscher.
A Doberman Pinscher. They're wonderful dogs, aren't they? What did you call the dog?
Blitz.
Well, he probably helped to give the blitz to the other side. Good for you. All right. Now, you've got 20. For another Fineman 5, what saint... I'm getting mixed up. What saint slew the dragon? Please... Oh, don't call out the answers. Did you hear the answer of the man the first time?
I heard what he said.
Well, we'll give another question then in place of that, which is our standard rule when anybody calls out the answer, and we can hear it ourselves, as I know you must have. Here's another question for the Fineman 5. What character of mythology was half man and half horse?
Oh, I should know, but I don't.
Well, take your time. Be the center of attraction, you get a thing like this right now. What character of mythology was half man and half horse?
I really couldn't say.
You really couldn't say? I'm awfully sorry that somebody called out the answer and spoiled your chance. The other question, this is a centaur that we're referring to, but you have $20 so far, and thank you very much. Stick around for the Grand Slam prize. You win that. Hey, and now while we're checking the answers to the Grand Slam question, here is Fred B. Cole with an answer to a question that may be bothering you mothers this very night.
When your children need a laxative, do you try to make them take some unpleasant, bad-tasting medicine and have a battle on your hands? Well, now you can say goodbye to that kind of thing. Because Fineman, the tasty, mint-flavored chewing gum laxative, tastes so good that children are glad to take it when it's needed. And as for grown-ups, well, the very first time you take Fineman, you'll see why, when a laxative is needed, millions turn to Fineman and feel fine again.
You can take minty, candy-coated Fineman at any time and exactly as directed on the package. You can chew Fineman as long as you like, but the first few minutes of chewing gives you its effective medicine. If a laxative is needed, and if, like many others, you prefer it at night, simply chew delicious Fineman a few minutes before bedtime. Sleep undisturbed, feel like a million next morning.
Get Fineman from your druggist right away. And next time, any time, you or anybody else in your family is miserably logy and only half alive because a laxative is needed, make it Fineman. You'll feel fine. That's F-E-E-N-A-M-I-N-T. Fineman, the tasty chewing gum laxative your whole family will like.
And friends, time now for the answer to our Fineman Double or Nothing Grand Slam question for the surprise prize. We asked, how many trips does the average milk bottle last without getting lost or broken? As a national average has been taken, the answers we got tonight were 17, 20, 125, 12, and 7 trips. The correct answer, the average milk bottle lasts for 34 round trips to your home. 34. So the nearest correct answer was given by second at the microphone, Charles R. Gwaltney, who said 20. He was only 14 away from the right answer. Mr. Gwaltney, good for you, sir. That was just a guess on your part, and you came very close. You were only 14 away from the right answer. What was it you and I were talking about in your questions when you were up before? We were talking about spelling, weren't we?
That's right.
You had trouble with plebeian, but you still got $20, didn't you?
That's right.
All right, now here's a chance for you to win a lot of money. Peniman's Double or Nothing Grand Slam surprise prize tonight is really something different. We're going to give you 1 minute and a half, 90 seconds. We're going to pay you $2 apiece for each of the 48 states that you can name in 90 seconds. But wait, but if you repeat a state, if you say it twice, that's where you stop winning money. We're going to count Washington, D.C. as a state, so that gives you one right away. But remember, you're going to get $2 apiece. Producer Johnny Wellington is right here. He's going to check the names. We've got a map. Fred Cole's over there, and he's going to check the names, too. We have a young lady over there, Miss Roberts, who's going to check the names you give, too. And I'm going to say, ready, go, in just a minute. And you're going to have 90 seconds. Is there any last words before you start? No. No, I'll probably check their answer. Mrs. Gwaltney's right there, too. All right, here we go. All the states, name them one by one. Please don't repeat yourself because that's where you stop winning. You have 48 states in the District of Columbia, $2 apiece in 90 seconds. Here we go.
Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, South Dakota, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Washington, D.C., New York, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, California, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas, the state of Washington, Idaho.
Seven so far. You're doing just wonderfully. Isn't he doing grand? 27 so far. 27. You've got about 40 seconds left.
Virginia. West Virginia.
28, 29. You got 30 so far? You got 30 so far. Fred Cole corrects me. You've got $60 you won so far, brother, and you're doing grand. Keep right on trying. Huh? How about down the southwest there? You haven't hit too many.
Arkansas,
that's
Louisiana,
it.
Louisiana.
32 so far you've got.
Missouri.
33. You've got 20 seconds left. You've got 33 states. $66 is yours already, and you've got 15.
Colorado.
Huh? 34. 34 states here. Boy, this is getting excited now. You got 10 seconds left to get those. You've got 14, 15 more to go. Come on, do it, boy. Do it. You got 34. Come on, Mr. Gwaltney. Kansas is 35. And there is time. 35 states, $70. Good for you. Oh, a great job. A great job. Hold out your hand. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. $70, good for you, Mr. Gwaltney. That was grand. And that winds up Double or Nothing's visit for the workers of Wright Aeronautical Corporation in Cincinnati, Ohio. Next week we'll be in Hartford, Connecticut, putting the $100 question to war workers of the Underwood Elliott Fisher Company. So until then, this is John Reed King saying good night, and thanks a million for listening.
Acid indigestion strikes without warning. May get you down when you least expect it. Be ready with quick relief. Get tasty chewing gum chews.
Chews looks and tastes like delicious candy-coated chewing gum. You can chew it anytime, wherever you are.
Chews gives you three active medicines which doctors often prescribe for too much stomach acid.
Chews quickly soothes upset acid stomach.
Chews quickly eases heartburn.
Chews helps you feel better fast when acid indigestion strikes.
You get 10 minty candy-coated chews for only 10 cents. And your money back if chews isn't the tastiest, fastest anti-acid relief you've ever known. Ask your druggist for chews. C-H-O-O-Z. Chews. This is Mutual.